Support for Utah News at 5:30 on Utah Public Radio is made possible in part by our listeners and by the Herald Journal of Logan, serving readers with print, online, and mobile offerings. Information at hjnews.com. The Herald Journal, empowering the community.
High winds toppled a semi this morning on I-15. Utah's liquor laws are being challenged in court. And there are two cases involving Utah at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Today is Monday, March 26th, and it's All Things Considered. I'm Rock Lim.
I'm Tom Williams. This is your 5:30 Utah News. Our first story, you've been hearing about it in NPR News. Attorneys general in 25 states are appearing at the U.S. Supreme Court as justices hear a three-day debate on the Obama administration's overhaul of the nation's health care system. Carrie Bringhurst tells us Utah is among those in Washington this week.
Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff and Chief Deputy Utah Attorney General John Swallow are among 25 other attorneys general planning to be in Washington, D.C. throughout the week as the court hears an unprecedented 6 hours of oral arguments through Wednesday. Under the new law, taxpayers who don't purchase health insurance will have to report that omission on tax returns for 2014 and will pay a penalty, along with federal income tax. At issue is whether that penalty is a tax. Swallow says the law unconstitutionally forces people into the marketplace. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.
The Supreme Court has thrown out a lower court ruling allowing human genes to be patented, a topic of enormous interest to cancer researchers, patients, and drug makers. The court on Monday overturned patents belonging to Myriad Genetics Incorporated of Salt Lake City on two genes linked to increased risk of breast and ovarian cancer. Myriad's BRCA analysis test looks for mutations on the breast cancer predisposition gene, or BRCA. Those mutations are associated with much greater risks of breast and ovarian cancer. The patents were challenged by the American Civil Liberties Union on behalf of geneticists, patients, and others. The High Court said it sent the case back for rehearing because of its decision in another case last week, saying that the laws of nature are unpatentable.
A federal judge is hearing arguments in a lawsuit challenging Utah's ban on happy hour discounts and limited bar licenses. The Utah Attorney General's office is asking the judge to dismiss a hospitality industry lawsuit because the state has the authority to regulate liquor licenses or liquor sales. The hearing was today in the U.S. District Court in Salt Lake City. Utah Hospitality Association says in their lawsuit filed last year, the ban on happy hour discounts and Utah's scarce availability of liquor licenses violate federal antitrust law. The trade group filed an amended lawsuit in October seeking to block Utah legislators from taking influence from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints when writing liquor laws. State lawyers say religious groups have a right to participate in the political process.
Passengers who aren't paying attention at a Utah train crossing may soon be fined for it. Mike Marshall reports.
Utah Transit Authority spokesman Gary Carpenter says an ordinance is in the works to ban distracting behavior near train crossings. That includes talking on a phone, texting, or listening to music. Rule breakers would face a $50 fine for the first offense and $100 for subsequent violations. Carpenter says they could also take a train safety class for $25. 8 pedestrians have died in the past year after being struck by front runner or tracks trains. Members of UTA's Stakeholder Relations Committee are working on the proposed ordinance, which is expected to come up during the agency's Wednesday board meeting. For Utah Public Radio, this is Mike Marshall.
Traffic was snarled after high winds toppled a semi-truck on southbound Interstate 15 in Utah County. Utah Highway Patrol Corporal Todd Johnson says medical crews were called to the scene after the accident about 7:55 this morning, but it was unclear whether the driver was taken to the hospital. Some lanes were blocked near the crash scene at milepost 285. High winds swept through the state with wind gusts upwards of 50 miles per hour on I-15 north of Salt Lake City. The Utah Department of Transportation says gusts are higher than 60 miles per hour on Interstate 80 west of Salt Lake City. And the Weather Service in Grand Junction, Colorado, has issued a high wind warning for much of eastern Utah until 8 o'clock tonight.
The Utah Department of Transportation says work is progressing on the rebuilding State Road 14 after a massive landslide wiped out a portion of the road last October. Chris Holmes reports from Cedar City.
SR 14 connects I-15 at Cedar City with U.S. Highway 89. It is a designated National Scenic Byway and the most direct of very few access routes for the mountaintop village of Duck Creek. In October, a massive slide destroyed a stretch of the critical connector. Kevin Kitchen is a public information officer for UTA.
It's all about excavation, grading that. We're just finishing off as well the second of three packages, design packages, that will go out to bid.
UDOT officials hope to have a temporary road complete by June 1st and the entire project complete by the July 4th holiday. Chris Holmes, UPR News, Cedar City.
A West Valley City man was sentenced to 15 years to life in prison for the fatal stabbing of an 18-year-old woman near the Jordan River Parkway Trail. Christian Alsaga was found guilty of felony murder, aggravated robbery, and aggravated assault for the 2010 slaying by a jury last week. The 22-year-old man was accused of stabbing Heather Keys to death during a drug deal turned robbery. Another man, 21-year-old Jose Jesus Neri, also charged in the stabbing. His next court appearance is in April. Alzaga was sentenced today by 3rd District Judge Bruce Lubeck.
A 25-year-old motorcyclist has died after he flew off his bike and landed in the driveway of a home in northeast Salt Lake City. Authorities say Trent DeMille was riding a bullet bike-style motorcycle when he crashed at the home on Chandler Drive about 2:20 p.m. Saturday. DeMille was taken to the hospital and later pronounced dead. It's not clear why DeMille left the road. Salt Lake City Police Lieutenant Craig Gleason says speed may have been a factor in the crash.
After 3 days, with at least one of his hands touching a car, contestant Robert Williams was pronounced the winner of that automobile in a marathon hands-on car competition at a St. George car dealership. Southern Utah correspondent Chris Holmes reports.
The contest began last Wednesday at 5 p.m. 26 contestants were required to place at least one of their hands on a pre-owned 2001 Chevy Impala, except for a 15-minute break every 3 hours. One by one, other contestants left the competition. Just after 4 a.m. Saturday morning, one contestant removed himself. A few minutes later, another contestant was telling a story and inadvertently lifted her hand off the car. At about 5:30 a.m., Jennifer Cook, seeing no other contestants around, removed her hand to gather personal items for what she thought was a break. That left Robert Williams of Washington City as the winner after 60 hours and 26 minutes. Chris Holmes, UPR News, Cedar City.
We turn next to weather. We bring in Dr. Robert Davies, meteorologist with the Utah Climate Center. And boy, it was windy today. I expect that's going to continue a bit.
Yes, well, in the west for sure. So if you're over on the west side of I-80 heading towards Nevada, it's going to be breezy for another day or so. A little bit of excitement for mid-March here or late March up north. Down south, though, I think things were pretty warm and cloud-free, and that's going to be spreading across the rest of the state for the rest of the week.
Yeah, Robert Davies in with the full forecast in 10 minutes. Thanks so much. And for the 5:30 Utah News, I'm Tom Williams.
I'm Rock Lim. Thanks for joining us.